Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're going to lead off this day with, I would call him a gentleman, but he would say he's better than that. And I would agree with him. But joining me now is Super Dave Harrington. How are you doing today?
Just fine, Mr. Bill. I didn't catch that first part. What was that about?
I was being joined by a super fine gentleman, but I figured you would say you were better than that. And I would agree.
Okay, cool.
Because he, like me, was a non-commissioned officer.
You got it, brother.
When we walked into the NCO club, we didn't shine our boots. We just went to the bar and hooked up a beer straight into our brainstem, and off we went. After hours, loving stuff. Anyway, have you been on the road?
Oh, well, yeah, I just got back from a week ago, Friday, from Texas. But I daisy-chained a gig in Georgia on that. I did that Surviving Man TV show thing.
Right.
That was a 48-hour straight gig. Then I wound up basically pushing it for about 3 weeks straight. It took me about a week to get straightened out. Because of the time change and the time zones and stuff like that. But other than that, man, I feel good. I'm prepping to go shoot a match this evening over in St. Petersburg.
Right.
But going to Maine on Friday, flying into Portland, going up to Gray, plug in at Howell's Indoor Range up there for a two-day
today gig?
Okay. I'm looking forward to it, man. It's chilly up there, man.
You gonna work with Whitlock?
Yes, she is hosting me up there at Howell's Indoor Range. Okay.
Yeah, I know she works there. She does a lot of stuff with them.
Yes, she does. She's something else, man. She's got a lot of things going on. I don't know how she does it all.
Well, I got a question for you today, and this is a thing I'm sort of cultivating on my own. When I was in the military, there was no designation for DMRs. If we had snipers, I don't remember seeing them in Germany. But I was in a mechanized unit, and I was in the first AD, and we were primarily tank fighters. I was right next door to 2-2 Cav, and those guys spent their entire lives out there on the East German border waiting for World War III to erupt back in those 80s days. And so, you know, there's certain concepts of guns and weaponry that were never a part of my military life. So now that I've gotten older and I can get out there and explore a few things if I want to, I'm looking at some of these things. Do you have any guns that you would refer to as just pleasure guns, hobby guns?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. My working, what I would describe as a working fun gun, is a Rossi large loop
lever gun. What caliber?
And 44 Magnum. It's a good little brush gun for hogs, stuff like that.
Right.
But, you know, growing up, one of my favorite shows was The Rifleman.
Yeah, Chuck Connors.
So the closest, the closest I'm going to get to spinning a lever gun is that Rossi. You know what I mean?
Do you have the triple black?
No, it's straight up walnut, dark blue.
Well, I don't know what the triple black even looks like. I just know that that's a model number or a model. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a Henry's X in 4570 that I've sort of tacked up and put a rail on it and, you know, put a muzzle device on it so I can. So when I let loose with that 4570, I'm not dislocating my shoulder or anything.
Right.
Although I don't know that that would actually be the case, because I'm told that caliber actually just thumps about like a shotgun would, like a 12 gauge. So I handle that quite easily. I'm not unhappy with that.
Another working gun I have that I don't use but a lot, but I do rely on it as part of a truck gun combination. I call it a guest gun. You know, like if I pick somebody up at the airport from out of town, and of course, you know, if they're legally able and responsible, it's the guest gun. You know, I let them use it until we get in a position where they can, you know, use their own gear.
Right.
And it's a Carr CW9 little 7 in the mag, 1 in the pipe, single stack, 9mm, but it's double action only. This gun was popular, I would say, probably in the early to mid 90s when the double action only thing kind of became a thing. And as a matter of fact, comparing it to double action only trigger groups, it's actually very nice. Of course, it's got the long press to it, but it's super smooth and it works really well. And I've hung on to that gun for some odd reason, but just took a shine to it, you know. But I do have a few like that, but, you know, I have Derringers, you know, the kind of stuff that's nice to have has some utility to it, but they're just not what you would consider like a work gun or a high-volume shooting gun.
Right.
Something you get out every once in a while. And then, of course, I have my 1873 round barrel Winchester 4440 that's I loaned it to a museum in Georgia. It should be on display. I got a track on that. I got to follow up with them. But it should be on display in the museum up there. It's a rifle I inherited from my good friend Mike Benedict when he passed away. And it is absolutely crispy clean. 1873, 4440, classic blaster that won the West. But I don't, you know, I've never shot it, and of course, you know, I do plan on getting the rifle back in my possession at some point in my life. But if I don't make it, it'll rest easy in the museum where it belongs, where, you know, a lot of people can enjoy it for what it is on the display.
Well, that, you know, I've been wondering about that because I've always, for me, I have, whenever I stop using a gun, I have always gotten rid of it. And I've gotten rid of some really nice ones, let me tell you. And,
It stings. Yeah, I've let some guns go I wish I hadn't.
Right. So, having said that, I just I was curious if you had those kind of pleasure guns for yourself, these kind of hobby guns, and that kind of.
Absolutely.
And I've got a couple more I want to build as well. But we're coming up on the first break. For those of you that are interested in cultivating the knowledge of Super Dave Harrington, you got to go to combatspeed.com. There, you can try to set something up. You can see where he's going to be. You can see what he's going to be on next. You can go to his YouTube channel, Super Dave Harrington. You might get a little impromptu seminar right there, just on video, without even knowing it's there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you, excuse me, my bad. We don't have that happening yet. That'll be first of the year. You guys just forget everything I just said. Joining me now, rejoining me now from Combat Speed LLC is the chief instructor, Super Dave Harrington. I saw a video today that made me think of you, sir.
What happened, man?
So I've been watching this kid. He's got a YouTube channel. It's called One Shot TV. He's pretty funny. He's a pretty funny kid. He's also actually the reason I went out and got a lever gun. Because he did a lever gun, and it seemed like so much fun that I was like, I got to get in on that one. So to that end, I find him effective anyway. So today, he put out a video, Why Does Everybody Hate or Love the 1911? Okay. So he's out there talking about the 1911, and then he says, now just to most people that have gone from the 1911 to carrying a Glock, and he pulls out a Glock Gen 5 19. He's got a little he's got mounted an optic on it. And he starts laying out the case for why he prefers the Glock with the capacity, with less controls on it and everything else, to the 1911. And so here's, I still love them. I still love 1911s. I actually prefer 2011s to 1911s. Do they have a place in today's world, in today's fighting context?
Dude, everything was cool right up until you used the word context.
I don't know
why that presses my button. But
application.
Dude,
application.
Okay, cool. Yes, they do. And the thing about it is, the 1911-45 is a capacity issue. The caliber debate has long been over with the development of 9mm projectiles to perform at the level or provide the performance that they do currently today. Pretty much negates any argument in caliber unless you're just one of those guys that likes throwing large chunks of lead, and that's cool. In a defensive role, the 1911-45 stands alone simply because an individual that, and I'm taking this on good faith, an individual that chooses to carry a 1911-45 cocked and locked, it's a professional's gun. It's a very unforgiving handgun or semi-automatic pistol for amateurs for the same reasons. It has a very fine trigger, and you can get into or out of a lot of trouble with it. A mechanical safety, any firearm that has a mechanical safety. Here's where the light starts to dim on the 1911 for me.
Okay.
The mechanical safety. It's, with stock-fired guns, it's, proven. The safe action trigger group has been proven. It works. There has not been a mechanical safety that must be physically actuated on a striker-fired pistol until, and you correct me if I'm wrong on this, until the handgun trials with the military. When the SIG got the contract, that was still part of, and somewhat dated, still a part of the mil-spec standard that it had a mechanical safety.
And the one exception of that I know of is when the M&P Shield came out. They made an M&P shield with a mechanical safety, and you had to specify whether you were getting. You had to specify whether you were getting the one with the safety or the one without. I never got one with the safety because, I look at the striker fired gun in the same vein as I do a revolver, which has no safety on it either. You just pick it up and you go.
Now shifting gears from the personal defense. It's funny you brought this up because I had to make a run last night out to a RV site to pass off some food for some animals.
Yeah.
And I just grabbed, for the circumstances, going out there in the Kawasaki machine, I just grabbed my go bag with a Taurus Judge in it that's loaded with, you know, 45 long colt, Winchester, silver tips.
Yeah.
All points.
Big round.
And that was a defensive, you know, for like a defensive scenario purpose, right? But from a fighting standpoint, capacity is king. And if nine ball negates, you know, modern 9mm bullets negate the 45 caliber bullet argument, then I would always go with the higher capacity blaster. Because there's a train wreck that happens, very often when individuals have put in the time and energy to learn how to shoot. Learning how to shoot is one thing, but fighting with guns is another. And it's best you know how to shoot before you get into fighting with guns. But the thing about it is, your skill level is immaterial. If you choose to carry a gun, you need to be prepared to fight with it.
Right.
So it's almost a symbiotic relationship. You have to learn and develop your skills simultaneously for them to, you know, complement each other. But the thing about it is, here's the train wreck. I don't know, you know, there's so much emphasis put on accuracy and hitting the target and, you know, making the decision to fire and all that type of stuff. It's almost like people think that that's going to carry over when you're fighting with guns. Like, you're going to hit everything you shoot at. Not the case. Not going to happen. There's too many variables. And even if you applied that logic to fighting with guns, that you're going to hit everything that you decide to shoot at, it's very self-limiting in respect to the various applications of fire that you need to know and know how to do to support movement. You may have to
hang on there. Hang on there for a minute. Hang on there for just a second, if you would, Dave. We got to go to the break.
Yep.
And we're fascinating. I didn't realize what I was going to touch off. This is good stuff. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says her chamber will move to avoid a government shutdown later today by passing a budget extension to mid-February. Pelosi telling reporters the measure will be immediately sent to the Senate.
We all have a responsibility to make sure that the government functions. I don't think that the Republicans and the Senate want to shut down government.
A bill must be passed by both the House and the Senate by a bill must be passed by both the House and Senate by Friday to avoid a partial shutdown. Today is the fourth day in the trial of former Empire star Jussie Smollett. Another key witness is expected to take the stand today. Yesterday, a witness testified that Smollett asked him to fake beat him up in Chicago in 2019 and requested he say MAGA during the staged homophobic and racist attack. USA Radio News. With cases of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 now in the United States, President Biden is at the National Institutes of Health to discuss his COVID-19 strategy for the winter. The president says he will continue to ship vaccines all around the world and increase restrictions for people coming into the United States.
We're going to accelerate efforts to vaccinate the rest of the world and strengthen international travel rules for people coming to the United States.
Leading oil producers say they will continue with plans to increase supply in January despite a recent plunge in global oil prices. The agreement was reached at a meeting of the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries and key allies, which include both Russia and Saudi Arabia. Analysts are expecting OPEC to pause the output increase of 400,000 barrels each day starting early next year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington. I saw this video from this kid, One Shot TV, and he decided to compare the 1911 to the Glock, and you were going through various things regarding that particular thought pattern and all that other stuff. So if you would, please, I'm sorry I had to interrupt you.
Yeah, no sweat. I believe I kind of trailed off at, capacity is king in combat.
Right.
The cool thing about it is, you know, my go-to gun is a G45, Gen 5, G45, and the base mags are G17 mags. You have, I have a combat load of stock mags that primarily support, shooting competitions where, modified magazines are allowed. I have a combat load of G17s with 2-round extensions, make them 19-round mags.
Right.
I have a combat load of, 22-round mag, which is base G17 mag with Dawson Precision mag extensions on them, 5-round mag extension.
Question for you on those. When you put those pluses on there, do you change the spring?
Absolutely, man. You have to.
Yeah, I thought so.
Don't
yeah.
let anybody tell you different, bro. As a matter of fact, don't hold me to this.
Sure, sure.
But I would say the majority of, the mag spring, the G17 mag springs were 10-leaf springs, okay? Glock came out with 11-leaf springs to replace the 10-leaf springs. And dig this, I just recently went through this. I had one of the weirdest malfunctions ever. I had never experienced it. It was the first match that I had shot coming off this long medical beat-up thing I've been doing.
Right.
Okay, dig this. The pistol's in action, okay? I fire, bang. Mechanical failure to fire. Initiate immediate action. Make sure the mag's present, seated, and locked. Action to slide. Nothing extracts and ejects. Release the slide. Chambers a cartridge. And fires. The mag's, and here's, I got to slow everything down. Here's what was happening. It took me two actions to realize what the problem was, and I immediately dumped that mag out of the gun, got a fresh mag in the gun, and finished the course fire. Not a big deal. Going through the process, you know, short-term memory use, cycling through frame by frame what exactly took place, the only diagnostic reality could have been a weak match spring that the slide, you know, it only takes about a tenth of a second for the slide to function, to completely cycle.
Right.
So if you have a weak match spring, the slide can outrace that topmost cartridge that should be in position to be picked up by the breech face, right? Which, that was the only thing. I mean, you know, the rounds have to roll. When you, of course, the first round in a magazine is the last one out. But the rounds themselves, as you load the magazine and as you deplete the magazine through firing, the cartridges have to roll inside the mag body. Well, that causes friction. So you can have a perfectly clean and functional magazine, but the spring can be weak enough where that rolling friction that's required of the cartridges can delay the feeding process. You see what I mean? That's the only way that could have happened. So I painstakingly went completely through, you know, I acquired a combat load of new 11-leaf springs, and I painstakingly went through every G17 magazine that I own and brought them back up to speed. And I also used the new number 7 follower. It's a Deer Hunter orange, but you can get them in black. But the current OEM spec followers are number 7s. You remember that? It's got a number 7 on it.
Yes, sir.
On it.
Gotcha.
But the passages came in combat. You have to manage your reserve ammo. I mean, fire discipline, man. It's as simple as managing the ammunition that you have in the firearm itself. You know, you decide, you know, your read on your immediate circumstances. And what you determine is the firing solution for that problem may take X number of cartridges. You know what I mean? Who knows? Something else I keyed on recently, Pete Pye Jr. of Defiant Munitions is a very good friend of mine, very old friend of mine, and as his father, Pete Pye Sr. as well, of Corbarn Ammunition fame. We were talking about the ballistic gel performance, you know, bullet performance in 10% gel.
Right.
Well, there's a new gel. It's, and don't hold me to it, man. I can't blurt out the name because it's escaping me at this point. But it is not, it's a comparable gel. But it does not require refrigeration and the care that the, you know, the SAMI spec 10% gelatin requires. But it still gives you a very realistic medium to gauge projectile performance. And he did a demo on the gig. He happened to be in Laredo at the same time frame, and he did a demo for the gig, one of the gigs I did over there. And it was very impressive. You know, Pete's proprietary bullet design, the TCX. You have to check them out, man. Just go to defiantmunitions.com and check out Pete's gig. It's now, he doesn't do, like, training ammo. His primary focus right now is legit work ammo.
Right.
I kind of jokingly, it kind of caught on, I kind of jokingly phrased Defiant Munitions, nothing kills better. Let the fact checking begin.
Yeah.
But the outstanding terminal performance with Pete's bullet design, it's what I carry. It's what I refer to as work ammo and what I carry in a work capacity. But, you know, that's interesting. The dude chose the 1911, you know, to compare a Glock to a 1911. The other thing the Glock has got going for it over the 1911.
I tell you what, before you start that way, coming up on the last break, so you hang on 1 second. For those of you that want to follow Super Dave, there's a few ways you can do it. Very inclusive. You can go to his Facebook page, which is Dave Harrington. You can, and that's his personal page, and you might get a really cool guitar riff, or you might get to check out some of his all-terrain vehicles that are just guaranteed to take over the world in the apocalypse. Or if you want to go to his professional page, you can go to Super Dave Harrington. If you want to check him out on YouTube, Super Dave Harrington. And he's on Instagram now. Instagram. Yeah. Super Dave Harrington. We'll be right back.
_ Harrington.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington. And I want to ask you a question simply because of something that you said about the 1911 being a professional's gun. Right? Now, in the day, yes, it was a professional's gun. That was one. And the military and pretty much everybody else out there went to that instead of the Browning, didn't they? Even though the Browning High Power was on the scene.
Yeah, the Browning, the High Power was very popular in Europe. Of course, you know, the Germans invented the 9x19, so, you know, the 9mm was, the BHP, or the Browning High Power, was John Moses Browning's answer for the 9mm cartridge. That was, you know, super popular everywhere else but in America.
So when the Glock came along,
right,
and that started seeing adaptation in various places, was that the natural evolution for professionals to move to that gun? Do you think?
You know, that's a very good question. I've never thought about that, man. But speaking from my own experience, I have no, you know, it's very easy for me to move from one pistol to another. Pretty much seamlessly, but that may give people a false sense because it's my job and I'm supposed to be able to do it like that. You know what I mean? So I put the time in, put the work in. You know, notoriously, the European grip angle on the Glock, speaking just of the Glock 17 as the base gun.
Right.
You know, gets a lot of people. And, you know, if you try to, well, if you grip it like a European, you're not going to have a problem.
Right.
But you grip a Glock like an American, it's going to point high.
Right.
You just got to, you know, figure it out. It's not hard. It's very intuitive. And besides that, if you're paying attention to your sights, you'll level the gun out anyway. But what I was going to say just prior to the end of the last segment is the one thing the Glock has going for it, from my perspective, is just the sheer volume of work that you can do with it between maintenance cycles. You know what I mean? And there's also some things that primarily, you know, releasing the slide, you know, pull the slide completely to the rear and just release it, let it slam forward on into chamber. That is extremely brutal on a 1911, especially if it has a refined trigger. If you have a custom 1911, custom trigger job, I highly recommend that. I'm not saying you can't do it or you shouldn't do it, because just in the natural course of employing the pistol, you're going to have to do it at some point, and or it's going to happen anyway. But a steady diet of that specific action is going to wear very heavily on the moving parts of the trigger group. And you can do that with a Glock all day long, and it's not a problem. I'm not going to say durability, because I've been fortunate enough to run some of the highest-end 1911s on the face of the planet and never really had any durability problems other than the extractor hook. I've pulled two extractor hooks off, and that was just sheer metal fatigue. Going to happen. You just have to fire enough to see it. Recoil springs, shock buffs, stuff like that. I still do my normal cleaning routine, is field cleaning, 500 rounds, field cleaning, 500 rounds. At the 1,000-round mark, I do a detailed disassembly cleaning, critical component inspection, you know, lubrication, assembly, and functions checks. But just the sheer amount of dry firing that I do, a custom 1911, I'm unable to do it. I just couldn't do it in good conscience.
Right.
Because it just beat the gun up. Now, durability, I do know for a fact there were, you know, certain units that were employing the 1911-45 in the early days of the war, and that got figured out real quick that they weren't going to run in the super fine, you know, desert sand. So you've got functionality, you know, not just durability, but functionality in the environment. And the Glock performs extremely well along those lines. I had to make a decision, and it was really a no-brainer for me when I decided to commit to training full-time, doing my own training ops, what was the best pistol for the job.
Right.
It, you know, hands down, durability, functionality.
Well, you know, and this is what I look at. For you guys that go out there and do train, and train people and shoot, who knows how many rounds do you think you shoot a month?
Well, I just it really depends on what my op tempo is,
right?
But on average, I'll shoot 1,000 rounds a week, about 4K a month.
Yeah. So for somebody shooting that many rounds, you know, prior to the ammo issue that we have now, I was shooting about 1,000 rounds a month. And I thought that was pretty high. That was a pretty high round count for somebody that wasn't an instructor. And I wasn't expect. But I, when I say I was shooting 1,000 rounds a month, I wasn't shooting it all in one gun. It was, you know, spread out over a bunch of guns that I'd be testing or reviewing or filming or something like that. And when I look at people like you, and Jaeger has taken Glocks and done just crazy things with them just to see how far he can take them. Right. He's done everything but try to shoot them on fire. And he has shot them back to back with his entire cadre there, sitting there shooting a magazine at a time, and them constantly loading magazines. But I just, you know, I look at that and I just kind of think to myself, okay, I get it. I get why the striker fired is the, and why the Glock is the one everybody seems to migrate towards. But I do think that the practicality of that striker fired Glock platform is what led all the professionals to it, because they didn't have to worry about a grip safety, they didn't have to worry about a frame safety, and they didn't have to worry about hurting it, did they?
Right.
So
yeah, they'll
anyway.
Take a beating. They will take a beating. I've actually, in some instances, been negligent in keeping the gun properly lubricated, and I've never had a failure. I'm kind of freaky about, you know, what I use, how I use it. You know, once it's a proven product, that's
yep.
it.
Yep.
It's in the cube. But lubrication is, you know, I'm using
I'll tell you what,
fire gun oil.
We're about to run out of time.
Okay, cool.
I love it when we take when a discussion goes off the rails and we don't know where it's going to go. That's the good stuff. I do like it.
Absolutely, man.
Listen, I know you've been busy, and I appreciate you taking the time.
Absolutely, man. Next week. Appreciate
same
the opportunity, man.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Oh, real quick, I want to double tap something. Instagram, sdave_Harrington.
There you go. That is sort of hard to find. I was looking for you today. I appreciate that.
That's the one I'm going to
promote.
Whatever you use.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah. I know. Cool. You don't have to tell me. Thank you, sir.
All right, brother, man.
Hour two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.